Friday, May 13th, 2022. I don't know about you, but this is one of my favorite workouts ever. And I'm not saying I'm amazing at it, I just really like this workout. It is Helen. It is a named classic CrossFit benchmark workout. And well, here's what it is, in case you don't know. Helen is 3 rounds for time of a 400 meter run, 21 kettlebell swings, and 12 pull-ups. The kettlebell swings are American, going all the way overhead, 53-pound bell for the men, 35 for women, and those 12 pull-ups are kipping chin-over-bar pull-ups. Here's what I love about Helen. After some training, there's a fair amount of people that can do the swings and the pull-ups unbroken, a fair amount. You know, if you're not there yet, that's okay. We're all on a different fitness journey. But once you get to that point, you can't do those things any faster. So now if you want a faster Helen time, what do you have to do? You have to do what strikes fear into the heart of every CrossFitter. You have to run faster. That makes Helen beautiful. And then the faster you run, what seemed like a reasonable set of pull-ups suddenly seems way harder. So Helen's a gorgeous workout. I would like to know if somebody's going to do Helen prescribed, that if it was just 1 round for time, they feel that they could do all the elements unbroken for 1 round. Now it's a 3-round workout, so if the bell gets put down and the pull-ups get broken up as the rounds go on, all good. We also have a 2-person team version today, which is still 3 rounds for time, 400 meter run, 21 swings, 12 pull-ups. But as a 2-person team, the runs are done together, and then the kettlebell swings and pull-ups are done in a synchronized fashion at the top of the movement. Last time we did this was on January 1st, 2022. If you want to go back into the BTWB app, check your time, see how it went. Should you make a different decision? Should you scale it? And of course, we have other equipment conversions, pardon me, if you're going to replace the running with some biking or rowing. Videos showing all the movements. Super fitness robot time, 10 minutes or less, more likely in the neighborhood of 14 minutes. The wild card option, this might appeal to some of you crazies. 3 rounds for time, a 400 meter run, 12 devil press with a pair of 35 pound dumbbells for men, 25s for women, and 12 pull-ups. There's also a 2-person team version of that. Scaled option, 3 rounds for time of a 2-minute jog, in case a 400 is just too much for you, just jog for 2 minutes. 15 Russian kettlebell swings, so now you're not going all the way overhead. And we drop the loading down, 35 pounds for men, 20 for women, and then 9 ring rows or pull-ups. And there's also a 2-person team version of that, and we've got videos of those movements. The limited equipment option is precisely the same as Helen, but instead of swinging the kettlebell each round, the men are swinging a 50-pound dumbbell and the women a 35-pound dumbbell. And there's a video showing that dumbbell swing there in case you're unfamiliar with it. No equipment workout, 3 rounds for time, 400 meter run, 15 tuck jumps, 12 inchworm push-ups. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. First thing is 2 to 3 sets of pull-ups, strict if possible, please. And each of those sets should be 75 to 85% like a max effort. So don't go to failure, but you're going 75 to 85% there. Resting, doing set number 2, resting, doing set number 3. You could also do that with ring rows, with your body at an appropriate angle so it's tough. You can still build great upper body pulling capacity with ring rows. The other part of the optional accessory work has 3 elements. You would choose just one if you're doing it. Either descend from handstand variations, watch that video, play with whatever part of that is appropriately challenging for you, and you'll get strong. Or handstand holds or walking, so accumulate 2 to 4 minutes open floor or against a wall holding a static hold, or practice handstand walking. Or Turkish get-ups, 3 rounds, 5 to 7 with the left arm, 5 to 7 with the right arm, resting a couple minutes between each round. You choose the loading, there's a video there. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then for stretching, we have the hamstring stretch, trap stretch with a lacrosse ball, and pec stretch laying on your side. Helen is fantastic. I hope you had a blast, and I will see you back here tomorrow. We'll close out the week with Saturday's workout.